We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that hole.
It's in that hole on the other side.
Sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna
sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that hole.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side. And I'm gonna
shake that hand to the other.
Lord, and
tell my trigger good morning.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that hole.
Glory, 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 glory. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God.
Our great King.
the Lord. Church, let's love Him, can we? Let's just magnify His name, give Him glory and honor. Let's take a moment to know this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice from the choir to the congregation. Amen. Let's love Him right now. Let's worship Him. Give Him honor and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for life and joy and peace. Thank You, Lord, for provision, strength, and mercy and grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're serving a faithful God, aren't we? Amen. As we come to the house of the Lord today, amen. Let's just pause for special prayer for Sister Lori and her family. Let's lift them up in prayer and just ask the Lord to strengthen her throughout this day. And then also Brother Scott Sumner and the Sumner family there in Honduras. There's a lot of political upheaval right now. There was an election this past Sunday, and just a lot of things going on in that country, and things are quite uncertain. So let's lift up the Sumner family in prayer for protection. Let's pray that God would bless that church and just give peace to that nation. But maybe there's someone here, you've got a special prayer request. You just lift your hand toward heaven today, and we're going to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Let's pray one for another. Amen. Let's pray for this service today. Let's pray. Father, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for the day You've given to us. Thank You, Lord, for Your grace and Your power. Father, we just come to You right now. We ask You, Lord, God, to touch Sister Lori. Would You help her? God, would You bless her family, Clay and Marshall? Lord, and just allow Your strength and Your grace and Your mercy to overshadow her. Bless her, Lord, through the power of the Spirit of God, those that are praying both in this church and around the nation. Lord, quite literally around the world, we just ask You to help her and strengthen her. Lord, let her feel the love of Christ, the love of her Savior, the love of the people of God. Hallelujah. Lord, the Sumner family, we pray for protection this morning. We pray, God, that You would help them, overshadow them. Let the angels of God stand guard around them. Bless their people, the church, their family, that nation. Give peace, Lord. Let things be settled accordingly. Those that lifted their hand this morning for a need today, we pray, Lord, that You as the Redeemer of all men would step into this room today. Encourage hearts. God, we pray, Lord, sick bodies would be healed. Believers, Lord, would be encouraged. Sinners would be saved through the name above every name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, ask and call it done. Amen. Amen. One more time, let's lift our hearts, our hands to the Lord. Let's worship Him. Oh, let's just magnify His name right now. What a name, what a name, what a name. That name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You. We praise You. We thank You. Oh, we give You glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Step across the aisle if you would. Step a few rows back. Welcome in our guests. Amen. Tell your neighbor it's good to see him in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that chorus when you're done. Let's sing it. What a lovely name. Shout that name Jesus for me, would you? Jesus. Amen. What a lovely name. One more time, that name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you as you're seated today. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Deacons, help me this morning. Let's worship the Lord with our tithes and our offerings. Amen. God bless you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. And appreciate God's grace and God's mercy to us. Amen. But let's give today as unto the Lord and honor the Lord with that which the Lord has given to us. Brother Johnny Sykes, lead us in prayer if you would. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you give. Sister Beth, come on, get ready to sing for us this morning if you would. And two announcements. Number one, tonight will be the final evening for the Coach for Christmas program. So if you've done that already, thank you. If not, and you're going to this evening will be the last opportunity you have to be involved in that. And then also tonight we'll be receiving an offering for Sister Lori and her family. And I realize tonight would just be the first of many, many things that we need to do to help Lori find a way forward. But this evening's offering, just do what you can and be a blessing to that family. All right. But moving forward, as we get a better picture of where we are at, probably prevail on some of you in a greater capacity. And so I promised her and her family, and I believe you as well, would want to do that. And we'll just move forward in the name of the Lord until Jesus comes and gets us. We'll occupy and do the work of the Lord. Amen. But I'll be talking more about that later. But at least this afternoon, be praying what the Lord would have you do in that offering, and we'll be doing that this evening. All right? Amen. Let's worship with them as they sing to us this morning. Hallelujah.
Is a few days of trouble, a wise man once said. But I'll not complain, for I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, and I'm fed. So many the trials, my wants and my dreams took me. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is
Sometimes I wonder if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my disappointment can't make me blinded and blue. Not when I'm reminded of that sweet peace I have, Lord.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
With all life's frustrations, I need you.
Glad for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Praise the Lord. Even if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the New Testament, because there are three passages I'd like to read today, three verses. And if a picture is worth a thousand words, then I have three pictures I'd like to present for you today. So 3,000 words. And I'd like to read these in chronological order. So in the book of Philemon, verse number 24, and then Colossians chapter number 4, and then also 2 Timothy chapter number 4. So Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, all right, it slid right in there. So if you get to Hebrews, turn left, all right? If you got thumb tabs, go ahead and cheat. It is page 1909 in my Bible, if that helps you. I want to talk to you this morning about the biography of a backslider. And all three verses that I read for you were written by the same man. And so they give us a snapshot of the life of one person in the New Testament. So in your mind, open up the photo album. How many have a lot of photo albums at home? I know we live in a digital world now, but how many have photo albums at home? So we're going to open up Paul's photo album of his ministry, and there's one person I'd like you to turn to his page and see the three pictures that the New Testament gives to us of his life story. And I want to read them in chronological order, because as I lay them on top of each other, I really believe it portrays the path that this man traveled. So in the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 24, notice the Bible says, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas. Notice the devotion of these four men. Paul writes, my fellow laborers. I'd like to focus on one of those four today, and that is the third man listed in this verse, Demas. Demas, my fellow laborer. The book of Colossians, chapter number 4, which was written sometime after the book of Philemon. Colossians, chapter number 4, verse number 14. Notice the Bible says, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 10, the most familiar verse probably concerning the life of Demas. Some of you probably could even quote the first half of this verse. The Bible says, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Amen. God bless you as you're seated today. I want to talk to you about the biography of a backslider. Three different pictures Paul gives to us of the same man man by the name of Demas. And so I've read these verses in a chronological order, but if you will allow me this morning to go picture by picture by picture and travel down the road that Demas traveled as a New Testament disciple of Jesus Christ. We know a lot about many, many people in the New Testament, but not so much about Demas if we say that this passage, these passages that we've read today, give us the totality of what we know about his life. This is it. These three verses. The first one is found in Philemon, and Paul gives to us the annotation concerning Demas's life when he says he is my fellow laborer. Gives to us the devotion of Demas, that Demas was not someone that was just a convert of Paul, but much rather that the flames of serving God and the flame of the desire to spread the gospel so captivated Demas's life that he's cataloged not just in the list of Paul's converts, but he moves into that list of men that help spread the gospel, men that will invest his resources, men that will spend his time. There may be the allusion to the fact that Demas was part of the band of believers that were imprisoned with Paul. For that, it would be speculation, but what we do know is clearly that Paul identified Demas as one that was helping spread the gospel. And so when he listed all of those comrades that invested their time and their resources, Demas found his name solidified among that group. You got to understand that as Paul was spreading the gospel, to be a fellow laborer of Paul was indeed a dangerous position. Not only did you have to invest your time, but you risk your life, because there were those that were being martyred for the gospel's sake. It was not an easy job. It was not a job that would have been taken lightheartedly or half-heartedly even, but rather it required a steadfast devotion of service to the Lord. And so Paul writes and he says Demas was on par as a fellow laborer. There was one that I could count upon. George Matheson, writing on Demas, said that Demas was not content to only confess Christ. He must serve and be a fellow worker with Paul. He was consumed by the spreading of the gospel. And can I tell you, friend, there is nothing more exciting when a church gets on fire for God about winning souls to Jesus Christ. Amen. There's nothing that brings a thrill to a congregation to see somebody born again by the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Amen. I never, never, ever get tired of trying to work with people with the hope that they're going to be born again and transformed by Jesus Christ. That is the mission. That is the thrust of the kingdom of God, and certainly the mission of the church in this 21st century. Many of us probably find ourselves distracted and get off mission, and because we feel like the church is there to solve our problems and the church is there to minister to us. But much to the contrary, friend, when you become a child of God and you sign up with the band of the believers that follow after Jesus, we are crucified with Christ. Amen. We're, as Brother Grant preached Wednesday night, we're a slave to the mission. We're a slave to the cause of Christ. But as we are crucified to Christ, we live, but not to ourselves. We live as unto the glory of God. Amen. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ? Isn't it a wonderful thing to hear the gospel preached in this hour, the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came to this earth as the Son of God, but he died in our place on Calvary. He took my punishment. He died a justifying death, but he rose an atoning resurrection, and he ascended to glory and sits on the right hand of the Father. Thank God for that power of the gospel that changed your life. Amen. And when a church is on task and when a church is on mission about spreading the gospel, doesn't matter whether it's in these four walls or in our community or around the world, thank God for our missionaries today that are on foreign soil that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. For there is one name whereby men must be saved. name of Jesus Christ. How many know that name this morning? How many got saved calling on that name? There is but one gospel, friend, not a gospel that you come up with, not a gospel that suits your life. There is the gospel of Jesus Christ. But in this hour, it seems that we don't have so many conversions and salvation stories as people just look at the church as a social institution. They look at the church like a humanitarian mission. Amen. Can I tell you, friend, that our mission is not a humanitarian mission, although we can be kind and give and help. But our mission must be to see men and women, boys and girls transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is what Demas signed up for. He wanted to be a laborer with Paul. He wanted to identify with that band of preachers that were spreading the gospel, missionaries that were going throughout the known world. As the gospel began to spread, there was Demas doing what he could. He was there with Marcus and Aristarchus and said, what can we do? What can we invest? How can we get the gospel to the known world? Friend, I want to tell you, not just in this pulpit, but I want to spend my energy, I want to spend my resources doing what I can with the time I have on planet Earth, seeing men saved and converted by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to be a generous person in my community. But if we give things of this earth, we've only made their life better on this earth. But if we give them the gospel and they're eternally saved, 10,000 years from now, 1,000,000 years from now, what we did in the name of Jesus will still be effective. Oh, thank God for the power of the gospel. I mean, there are those that feel the gospel is just for a select few. There are those that feel that maybe Jesus didn't die for the entire world, that he died just for a handful that were predetermined to go to heaven. And there were those that are born to die lost and go to hell. Friend, I disagree with that with every ounce of my being. For the Bible said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Amen, friend, whether it's on a foreign continent, whether it's on the job, whether it's in our community, or whether it's in the house of the Lord this morning, can I tell you the blood of Jesus was shed for whosoever. The blood of Jesus was shed, amen, for those that were underprivileged and those that were lost and those were undone. Jesus' blood was shed that whosoever that calls on the name of the Lord, that believes in their heart, the same shall be saved. Amen. I didn't deserve the gospel, but I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad somebody preached to me about Jesus, about a forgiving God, about a God of restitution, about a redeeming God. And I stand before you today, friend, not as one that does not have a past, but I deserved hell. My name was on the list of condemned going to hell, but God sent his son and he died on Calvary and he took my place. And Calvary is not a place of shame, it's not a place of predetermination, but it is a place for whosoever. It's a place, my friend, for every man, woman, boy or girl, red and yellow, black and white. We are all precious in his sight. Are you glad for the gospel this morning? Thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Demas was devoted. Notice that. Notice with me the second picture that Paul gives to us is in Colossians chapter number 4. And if you would allow me, listen to some of the annotations he gives to the lives of these men that are listed here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner. Justus, who is of the circumcision, a fellow worker in the kingdom of God. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ. Luke, the beloved physician. And Demas. Notice what Paul does not say. He does not say a fellow worker. He just lists him in this catalog of people that he recognizes. But there's no salutation. There's no admonition. There is no commendation concerning the life of Demas. It's simply Demas. Let me talk to you about the decline of Demas. that the first picture that we have of Demas, he is a fellow worker. But now when we come to the next picture of Demas, he is surrounded by men that Paul commends and talks about servants of Christ and fellow workers, and they seem to be on par with the first picture that we have of them, as if their second picture matches their first picture. But when we come to Demas, there is no commendation, there is no recommendation, there is no salutation or annotation about his life. It's simply, he's here. He hasn't denied Paul. He's still listed in the catalog of believers. But something seems to be waning in the life of Demas. Something seems to be changing. The fire that compelled him to be a fellow laborer of Jesus and Paul is no longer found in his life. It seems to be there is this cooling period in his life. It seems to be that there is this declining passion within Demas's life, that he still resides among the people of God, but he no longer spends his time. He no longer evangelizes the lost. He no longer has a thrill to see the world converted to Christ. Now he is simply to attend. He is simply there to listen, and he's not going to give anything back. Come with me this morning and travel the road to a backslide. Amen. When we first find ourselves in the body of Christ, would you agree with me that we're thrilled with the things of God? We're thrilled with the songs of Zion. We are thrilled. We're thrilled with that name of Jesus. It's easy to worship. It's easy to be faithful. It's easy to magnify God. But given time, given that space of time, how many believers have we seen? There's something amiss in their life. There is something beginning to decline. There is something that's beginning to wane. The fire of God and the joy of the Lord. At once they themselves were the Sunday school teacher, but now they barely make it for morning worship. They're no longer excited about opening the Word of God. When there was a time when Sunday night service was important upon their schedule, now it is inconvenient. It's too cumbersome. There's too many other things in life that are pressing. When there was a time when they loved to sing the songs of Zion and worship the Lord, now it seems drudgery to be in the house of the Lord, and the joy and the peace of God, it seems to be so absent. Amen. Friend, hear me this morning very clearly. You are traveling down that road of a backslider. You are traveling down that same road that Demas traveled down, as the fire of God and the joy of God and the desire for work to God, for work for God, began to wane in his life. Amen. Hear me this morning clearly. Just because you are in the house of God does not mean you're still on fire for God. It does not mean the fire of God that radiated once in your life is still residing there. But I ask all of us to come this morning to this altar and say, God, amen, I want to be on fire for you. I don't want to lose the joy of the Lord. I don't want to lose the peace of God. I don't want to lose the fire of God. Amen. Friend, come with me this morning and ask yourself the question, what is it that cools people toward God? Amen. The scripture is silent, amen, concerning what Demas really loved in this present world. Was it the pressure of being an outcast? Was it the allurement of what the world had to offer in prestige and money and pleasure and power? What was it that cooled him, amen, in his love for God? The record will forever stay silent. But as for me, I've watched men that promotion cooled their love for God. Amen. Prestige put their fire for God out. Amen. The allure of the world, it was too much and drew them away from God. Friends and family, spouses and friends, it cooled their love for God. But I stand this morning and say resolutely, amen, I want to be on fire for God. I want the joy of God, the power of God, amen, but I want that consuming fire of God. I pray the Holy Ghost would stop by your pew this morning. I pray the Holy Ghost would knock on your heart's door and say, you, my friend, it is you, my friend, that has lost God's fire. It is you, my friend, that has lost the praise of God. And before we disassemble out of this service,
service today, amen, you'd once again have your hands raised and hot tears of fire running down your face, saying, the joy of the Lord, it is my strength. My God, this morning, I say, stir us and shake us one more time. I remember a few years ago, somebody was backsliding and they watched Carol Martin's funeral on the internet. Brother James Martin's wife, who passed away. And I remember the text I got that day. Brother Alston, I have failed you as a pastor. I may be paraphrasing somewhat. I have failed you as a pastor. I'm sorry I've let the church down. I am praying through. I'm going to get back where I was, and I'm going to get on fire for God. Never happened. Never happened. It might someday. But how many, through the passing of Chad, a 30-year-old young man, that most of this congregation, over half of this congregation, has already passed that mark in your life, say, boy, I need to do something. I need to stir myself. I need to shake myself. Well, now is the pivotal hour for you to choose. This day, this hour, this moment, right now, I preach to you, my friend. I preach to you, young lady. I preach to you, ma'am and sir. This is your day. This is your altar call. Stir yourself. Shake yourself and say, I will not be a Demas. I'm not going to lose the fire of God. I'm not going to be a backslider. I'm not going to be one that used to be, but I shall be. I said, I shall be. I shall be. I'll let my last mile I'll be the best mile. And if the trumpet sounds today, I'm going out with my hands raised. I'm going out shouting. I'm going out dancing. I'm going out rejoicing. Hey, stir yourself. Demas, let me give to you the last picture. Demas hath forsaken. Demas hath forsaken. Me, having loved this present world. Demas was a man that fell in love with the wrong world. Look around, friend. Look at your car. How important really is it? Look at that career that you hold with a death grip. Look at that prestige and the promotion. And what you're investing to have it. Look at that bank account and the 401k, and look at that house. Look at those dreams. Look at what you are selling out Jesus for. 10,000 years from now, 1,000,000 years from now, it will seem so trivial. It will seem so insignificant. You say, Judas was a fool because he denied Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. I've watched people walk away because they could not take the pressure, because somebody made fun of them for being a holiness believer. I've watched people walk away from Jesus because they were ridiculed. They were ostracized, and they didn't get invited to the party at the company. I've watched people that shielded their children from holiness because they didn't want the world to make fun of them. Amen. Come with me this morning, friend. How many people do you know like Demas? How many people can you put on that spot? How many names can you fill out that they fell in love with this world? They'd rather have their car, their career. They'd rather have their money, their house, their prestige, and all of their fun. They'd rather have their entertainment. They'd rather have their movies. They'd rather have their ball team. They'd rather have that bass boat than be in church on Sunday. But as for me, hear me preach this morning from the depths of my heart. I'd rather have Jesus. I said, I'd rather have Jesus. I can can lose the house. I can lose the car. I can lose the bank account. I can even lose my health. But my God, I cannot lose my soul. I cannot lose my never dying soul. I want to see Jesus. Anybody in this house, you want to go see Jesus? I said, get on fire. Get on fire. Let's win souls for Jesus. Hallelujah. Demas. You see, you and I have a different perspective. Most of the congregation only realizes somebody backslides when they walk out the door. The pew is empty. Somebody says, what happened? But for months and months and months, sometimes even years, the plea from the pulpit is, you're backsliding. You're backsliding. You're picking stuff back up. You're going the wrong direction. And I feel that right now. You say, it'll never be me, preacher. I've been here my whole life. It'll never be me. Do you know what my last name is? It will never be me. I still sing in a choir. It'll never be me. I'm in leadership. It will never be me. Oh, take counsel, my friend. I said, take counsel, my friend. Come to this altar and ask God, search me, oh God. Brother Mark comes to the music this morning. Search me, oh God. Amen. Look at my heart and see if there be anything. You bow your heads with me this morning as we get ready to make an altar before the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Mark begins to play. Hallelujah. Father, search this congregation right now. Search our hearts right now. Father, Spirit of the living God, come to us right now. You give the altar call, oh Lord. You do it, Lord, right now. Lord, I'm done and out of the way. It's you and your people. Holy Ghost, step into this room and knock on hearts' doors right now. Invite them to come. Invite them to come and we'll rejoice as they come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now the Holy Ghost is knocking on your heart's door. Meet me at this altar. Meet me at this altar right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother Mark.
Please search the book again.
Oh, yes.
I thought my name was there. I went to church.
Quickly, hurry, hurry, hurry.
On Sunday.
You said, I've been meeting. I've been planning on getting stirred up. I've been planning on giving my heart to the Lord. This is it. This is the service. This is the hour. Here it is.
It's too late.
Come on.
Now I know.
Come on, young man. Come on, Dad.
Please search.
Come on, Mom.
Again.
Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come on.
Look again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, but I never knelt in.
There's your altar call right there. Come on right now. Who's God pulling for right now? What backslider is God reaching for? What young person? What mom? What dad? Right now. Right now. So I'm not where I need to be. Not where I need to be. I've convinced myself, I've deceived myself, I've talked myself into it, but I know I'm doing stuff. I know I'm living where I should not be living. And I'm just deceiving myself. Right now. Come on, friend. Come on right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sir, your children are too important for you to be complacent. You're too important. You're too important to your family not to be serving God closely, following at a distance. You're going to lose your children. You're going to lose that marriage. Hear the Holy Ghost. Hear God speaking to you right now. Right now. Your day. Your hour. Coming back to the Lord. Coming back. I want on fire for God. I want to be the man of God. I want to be the woman of God I'm supposed to be. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Right now. Right now, while the Holy Ghost spoke to your heart. Move. Quickly. Quickly, don't lose that moving of God's Spirit. Come on. Thank God for these that are at the altar. God's reaching for others. God's reaching for others. Come on. I know it's a humbling thing to get up and walk. I understand that. But I promise you, if you'll make that true confession before God today, things will turn around. Life will be different. That condemnation, that lukewarmness and half-heartedness will be gone. The joy and the peace and the power of God will return. Oh, pray with me, church. Souls in the balance right now. Souls in the balance. Ask for the Holy Ghost to come into this room again. Give the altar call and knock on the door of a heart. Come on right now. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Ah, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord.
Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church.
Come on, you can get back up. You don't have to stay down. Don't let the devil lie to you.
Though I never.
Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let him hold you bound.
Please search.
There's liberty and freedom in Jesus this morning. There's forgiveness.
It's too late.
Come on right now.
I know.
Come on in Jesus' name. Come on in Jesus' name. Lord, I need redemption. I need another chance. Lord, by your grace and by your power. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, today is the day of salvation. Glory. Day of redemption. Who else? Who else? Well, these are coming to the altar. Somebody else says, oh, I want it to be a day of rejoicing for me.
I
want a fire of God to come back in my life. I want the presence of God, the joy of the Lord to come back into my life. Come on, quickly, quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meet me at this altar right now. Oh, thank God for these souls that are being stirred. Thank God for these souls that are being stirred. Just 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds and I'll close this altar call. There's others that need to pray, but I can't make you pray. You've got to obey the Spirit of the Lord. Come quickly. Come quickly, it's your day. It's eternity. It's life and death. Come on, come on. The devil's a liar. God will save. God will restore. God will redeem. God does love you. 15 seconds. Come on. What about it, Mom? What about it? You've got those children you're raising. Are you leading them right? Are you doing right? Church, would you meet me in this altar right now? Come on, church. Let's gather in.